Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder and host for tonight's program. For those of you who are listening for the first time, just a little bit of information about our program. First of all, our website address is talkingwithheroes, that's heroes.com. And if you'd like to find out about our nine-year history, it's talkingwithheroes.com/about, A-B-O-U-T. We also have a news site, thankyouforyourservice.us, and we add stories for, by, and about our troops, veterans, caregivers, military families, military sport veterans groups. A lot of news stories come in daily from DOD and other sources. That's thankyouforyourservice.us. And then we have a new video and audio channel with a company called Ameristream Live. It's ameristreamlive.com/talkingwithheroes. All the audio programs we've been doing now over the last month are on there, maybe going back 2 months now, and videos will be on there very soon from the trip we made late April to the 2015 Face of America with 600 riders going 110 miles. 140 of them are severely wounded, and those will go on live on that network, but also on some YouTube pages, so just check them out. And again, for those of you listening for the first time, we started out as an audio program over 9 years ago now, over the internet, kind of like what we've been doing for the last 3 years now, but from 2006 to 2011, it was all video. On 5 trips to Iraq and 3 to Afghanistan and Kuwait, documenting on video with our troops pretty much their mostly unheard positive and progress stories, how they were helping the people over there. And that took us outside the wire a lot, in the villages, meeting the local people. And, you know, I live on a small fixed income, so there's no money for advertising. Amazingly, I just looked the other day, we're at 283,000 who have watched one or more of the 300-plus videos from our trips to Iraq and Afghanistan and Kuwait, all unedited footage. And it just seems like it's been growing over the last 6 months. Every month seems to get a lot more, I guess, because more people are hearing about it, like right now. Anyway, about 11 months ago now, I received a call from a gentleman named Bert Gillette, and he told me that he was with an alliance of military support groups, which got my attention immediately. And so long story short, I agreed to a strategic partnership with them back then, and we've dedicated all of our Thursday night programs to their members. And at that time, there was 19 members, all military support groups, veterans groups, most led by veterans or family members or caregivers, or people, you know, civilians like myself who support our troops. Now there are over 50. They're growing so fast. And the results we hear on these programs, well, we've interviewed over 35 members now. So if you've missed any of them, go to our news site, thankyouforyourservice.us, and on the left column, there's a story. It says, talkingwithheroes.com features new programs with members of r4alliance.org. And you can just kind of go through them and just see who the different organizations are. You can visit their website. You can listen 24/7. And, well, tonight we have another member of the R4 Alliance on, and I've been enjoying talking to this lady who started this. We've talked on the phone and emails. And so I'm excited to introduce to you tonight Michelle Cuppy. She's the president, CFO, and co-founder of an organization called So Much Comfort. That's S-E-W, Much Comfort. It's somuchcomfort.org. So welcome to the program, Michelle.
Thank you, Bob, and thanks for having us tonight.
Absolutely. So I've been really excited about listening to what, and, you know, as I've been building your talk show page and seeing all the stuff you're doing, I don't really know any other organizations out there that are doing the specific things you're doing. So, but if you don't mind, kind of go back and talk about what led you to do what you're doing, what caused you, motivated you to get involved, and then talk about your organization.
Okay, perfect. Well, So Much Comfort started in November 2004, and basically we just began as an act of kindness. My other co-founder actually came to me and asked me to sew a pair of fixator pants that she was going to bring back to a service member at Walter Reed. While she was at Walter Reed, he had come down for his Purple Heart wearing a hospital gown, and the reason he could fit into normal clothes is because he had a fixator on his leg. And that's a 36-inch round metal apparatus that goes, a diameter that goes around the leg, and so no normal clothing fits that, and so we thought, well, you know, we brought him a pair of fixators, and he was just so thrilled to be able to have something to wear, some clothing to wear, and of course, he could wear his normal T-shirt. So with his heartwarming reaction of tears and gratitude, and we decided to, you know, do an act of kindness and maybe do another 100 pair of fixator pants and, you know, call it a day. But as we got going and we kept making more and more of them, we realized that there was really a need for adaptive clothing in all walks. We had a burn patient that came to us that wanted a T-shirt adapted, and so we adapted the T-shirt, and through trial and error, we realized that we couldn't make the pants the same as the T-shirt, so our pants are all done with a strip of Velcro, and now we do Velcro buttons on the side of our shirts. So basically what we do is we take normal clothing, you know, the athletic shorts, the pajama bottoms, the boxers, the T-shirts, the sweatshirts, and we open up the sides and close them with Velcro closures. And we use the bias tape inside there and everything so it's stronger so that they can be opened and closed and washed as many times as you need to. We have... In March of 2005, we were featured in a Sew News magazine about our organization. So this is right when we were just starting. And we had 500 volunteers from all across the United States that wanted to sew for us. We weren't even ready. We had no idea what we were doing. So we had to scramble, get the website, the 501c3. And, you know, we were just amazed at how many people wanted to do this, and so, what, 10 years later, we've made 143 pieces of adaptive clothing. And our seamstresses are all volunteer. Like I said, they're all across the United States. So whether you're on the West Coast, the East Coast, or in the Midwest where I am, all the clothing, they have to do the same instructions. They have to be quality checked. And then everything is sent to our central hub, our distribution center in Boulder, Colorado. And from there, we distribute to all the military hospitals or to veterans if they send in an individual order. But it's heartwarming, and it's just amazing how our volunteers just want to keep giving back. They all have like a military connection, you know, a talent to sew, and you know, it's just very heartwarming how they've come forward. And I always say it's a round circle because our veterans need adaptive clothing, because who wants to sit in a hospital gown while they recover? And they want to give back in a different way than doing something like a care package. So basically, wow. To sum it up, our clothing is basically we open up the sides, we put the Velcro in the sides of them, and it, you know, as they're laying there, they can dress themselves. They've got something comfortable to wear. It gets them out of a hospital gown and just gives them a little bit of comfort. And it's our way of actually just saying thanks for your service.
Wow. Now, you said 143 over the past 10 years. You mean 143,000, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
That's good. I was looking on here. And you said something about Boulder, Colorado. Is that where you're all based? Or maybe I missed that.
No,
I thought you were...
The corporate office is here in Minnesota where I run, and then
okay.
We have our distribution facility, which is in Boulder, Colorado, where all the unadapted clothing goes to our seamstresses. They send it back, and then from there we ship it out to all the military hospitals or to the individuals as they order it. So a veteran can go to our website and actually place an order for adaptive clothing as if they need it. And like I said, we do, you know, the lounge pants, the boxer shorts, athletic shorts, the T-shirts, basically all your normal clothes that anybody needs to wear. And our hope is to just make sure they're not sitting there recovering in a hospital gown.
Right, exactly. So do you have military hospitals that, like, have it available for the wounded, or...
Yes, we do. So we're at Walter Reed, Bethesda. We are at Brooke Army Medical. We're at Balboa. We're down at Tampa VA. So most of the military hospitals will either order weekly, monthly, depending on how many veterans they have going in and out of there. We do a lot for the PT places because it's very good to have the athletic shorts. And the key to these is, you know, they can open it up. We had a service member who actually, after he had a prosthetic and went back to work, and he was unable, each day with his prosthetic, he would have to go sit in the bathroom stall, take his pants down, take his prosthetic off so the swelling would go down, and then go back to his, you know, desk 20 to 30 minutes later. We adapted a pair of pants for him so he could sit at his desk. So basically he opens up the bottom of the pants, takes his prosthetic off, and just sits there and keeps working all day.
Wow, that is amazing. It's amazing what people here in America can do to help people, the creativity. I congratulate you for that.
When we started, we had no idea what this all meant, and it was just kind of a whirlwind, you know, a lot of trial and error the first several years, you know, what works, what doesn't work, what type of Velcro can we use, how wide should it be, you know, like I said before, we ended up saying the T-shirts couldn't have the long strips of Velcro like the pants do, so we had to, you know, custom make dots, custom buttons, and so... It's amazing, and our volunteers are amazing. I mean, they're what keeps us going, and I just, you know, everybody just wants to honor and respect and remember all of what our veterans do for us in our military. And we want to, you know, give them some comfort, you know, as they're transitioning from, you know, the hospitals to their communities, and just say a big thank you.
Absolutely. So now you said that they can go to the website and order it. Does it cost them?
No. So on our website, there is an order form for a military hospital or an individual, and all of this is free. So we do not charge any military person to have our adaptive clothing. Through donations, we're able to supply our seamstresses with the garments and the supplies to adapt them, and so we're able to give it to them free of charge. And as far as I know, we're the only organization that does provide free adaptive clothing.
Yeah, this is the first organization I've heard of, too. I have talked with Matt and interviewed organizations that do quilting, like the blankets and stuff. And they're also, you know, volunteers around the country. But, yeah, this is what you're doing, I've never heard of anybody doing before. You're filling an important need, though, obviously. I mean, that's really neat.
Yeah, we had no idea what the need was. And I had no idea, as this evolved, how this was going to work. And, you know, you just meet so many people, and it's just amazing how big people's hearts are that want to keep giving back.
Sure. Now, so they go to your website. Is there like a particular link they click on to fill out a form or something?
To get to our website, along the heading, there's a heading for adaptive clothing. And under, once you click on that, you'll see a hospital order form or you'll see an individual order form.
Okay.
So it shows the pictures of all the clothing that we provide. It kind of tells you how we size it and then they can just place an order, and we're able to ship it right out from our distribution center in Colorado.
Great. Now, in the beginning of the program, I mentioned about R4 Alliance and that you are a member. Can you talk about that? Like, how'd you find out about R4 Alliance, and what is it meant to you to be a part of this alliance? How's it helping?
Well, Burke actually called me a couple months ago and heard about our organization, and we talked for several hours, and And he decided that we'd be a perfect fit because they do a lot, you know, obviously with the recreation and things like that. And he had said that he had seen some service members that, you know, like tear open their shorts and they're either duct taped together or they're safety pinned together. And it's just truly a perfect fit because they don't have to safety pin it because we have the shorts and the T-shirts that do that. And the cool thing about our clothing is you can't even tell that it's been adapted because it looks so good and it lays so flat. So basically, I don't know. I was just very excited that Bert called us, and he was excited about the relationship, and it's just a very good. So we're just very new to this partnership. We just actually got approved maybe not even 10 days ago.
Wow,
so
that's
great.
I'm
looking forward to the future in our relationship going forward.
Yeah, I think we talked on the phone about national conference they're going to have in October. Are you planning on being there?
Orlando, Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Well, hopefully I'll be there too, and if we are, hopefully I'll be there, so I'll leave the F out, the if out. But yeah, we can do a video presentation like we did late April at the Face of America, right? That would be great. So we can talk more about this, and if you have people that come with you that work with you, we can have them on too.
Okay, perfect. So basically, sum it up, I mean, so what we do is So Much Comfort provides, you know, the free adaptive clothing, which is basically the Velcro closures, and we do it to all the veterans from all branches of the military, National Guard, and our goal is to just provide some comfort and dignity as they recover and get out of the hospital gown and wear normal clothing. I mean, we've had several service members, and you'll see some of them on our website that have commented and how comfortable it was. We really do most of the adaptive clothing for those that are newly in the hospital that are just injured. And I know I met a service member when I was out in San Diego who had worn our clothes when he was at Launstool, and he just said he sat in his bed for a long time and didn't want to get out, and somebody gave him a pair of our pants, and after that the nurses couldn't find him because he was wheeling around and walking around. And I mean, those are the stories we like to hear, and that's why we're really here, is to make sure that we can do that, because anybody who's been in a hospital gown knows it's no fun.
I can verify that. So are you still looking for more volunteers? If you are, how do people contact you through the website?
Yes, but we don't need any more volunteer seamstresses. Basically, right now we have all of them trained that we need to.
Okay.
And so that we don't need. Obviously, we always look for donations because we always, you know, that's how we supply our seamstresses to make the adaptive clothing. And then basically, just if there's a veteran or military service member out there who needs it, they can go to the website and just order the clothing that they need.
Right. And then you're on Facebook too, right?
We are. We are on Facebook. So that's Facebook, you know, /So Much Comfort, and you just key that in. Or if you're at our website, just click the Facebook icon, and it brings you right to our Facebook page.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to share with people before I ask you if you want to give a shout-out to the troops?
Well, basically, you know, I mean, to me, this has been an amazing journey. I've met the neatest people, and, you know, like everybody else, we're just so thankful for that we do have our service members that, you know, have given so much for us, and it's the least way we can do to thank them is to do to provide the free adaptive clothing. And we're glad that the war is kind of winding down, but we're here to support it for as long as they need us.
Absolutely. Would you like to give a shout-out to the troops? Because we have, I mean, members back in Iraq, Afghanistan, and many, many places around the world.
Well, we just want to thank everybody for their service. We know it's not easy to be away from your families, and, you know, so we thank both the families that have to are here, and then also for your service that you're there. We just want you to know that we haven't forgotten you, and we're rooting for you, and hopefully you'll all make it home safely.
Great. Well, thank you very much, and I do look forward to helping we'll meet down in Florida later this year.
All right. Thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate this opportunity.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michelle. I hope this helps. So, folks, you've been listening again. Another Thursday night episode of the TalkingWithHeroes.com talk show program. We've been talking with Michelle Cuppy, President, CFO, and co-founder of So Much Comfort, www.somuchcomfort.org. Check them out and find out more about them also in their talk show page on thankyouforyourservice.us. And thank you for listening. I always ask people, invite you to share the program. If you like what you've heard, please let others know about it. You can do it through the social networking sites. We're on a lot of them. We post each show on each one of them. And if you can help us with that, that would be great. Help get the word out. To all of our men and women who are serving and your families, thank you for your service to our country. Same to all of our veterans and families, especially as we're approaching Memorial Day here. But to those of you who are serving in areas where you could be in harm's way, we look forward to you coming home. Be safe. Stay alert. God bless you. God bless America.